This was the first high-level meeting between the UN and the Taliban since they retook power in Afghanistan. And the UN delegation by the organization's highest-ranking woman, Deputy Secretary General Amina Mohammed. She held talks with Acting Foreign Affairs Minister Amir Khan Muttaqi. Top of the agenda, reversing restrictions on women's access to education and work. A ministry spokesman posted on Twitter that they also discussed travel restrictions on government officials and financial sanctions imposed by the international community. When the Taliban took power in August 2021, Washington froze almost $10 billion in assets belonging to the Afghan Central Bank. The economy shrunk by at least 20%. The UN says 9 of 10 households don't have enough to eat. NGOs struggled to help after the Taliban banned women working with charities. That ban has now been partially lifted, and UN delegates say they're pleased with the progress. Last month, women were banned from attending university. They've also been banned from attending secondary education and some government jobs. The UN delegation will be looking for progress on this issue too. Laura Khan, Al Jazeera.